Good afternoon. This is Julie Fedorchak with North Dakota Public Service Commission. We are gathered for a work session, an informal, on case number PU-07-776. I do not have any opening comments on this. Commissioner Christman, do you? Okay, so Commissioner Kalk is the portfolio holder, so I'll have him kick off the discussion here.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We're joined by the Honorable Dave Cedarquist and Allison Archer from Excel, and then our staff, Jack, is here, and Pat Fawn, and I imagine Alana and Jerry and Sarah Carter will be in here shortly. We had some robust discussion previously on a separate case. There was a lot of related topics in here. Maybe we'll just kind of summarize those. But my understanding is the company has submitted a request. They want to substitute some of the language in a proposed order, in an order that was issued in 2008. So maybe what I'll just do is turn it over to Dave and Allison, and then we'll kind of go through. But just before I do that, so when I look at what you filed, the basically four or five pages here, what's highlighted in red is what you'd like the language to look at, to look like, instead of what it says in the draft order or the finalized order that I have. That correct?
Yes.
Okay. And basically, when I read through it, just I'll let you do that, Dave. But that's what we're talking about now, correct?
This is an addition.
It's in addition to the language?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out exactly what we're looking for.
Right. It would be in addition to the language that's currently in the settlement agreement, the order that approved the settlement agreement from the 2007 rate case. So this language would be added. It was not added. I didn't list specifically the point where that it would be added. So I would need to reference that.
So you didn't have in mind striking anything that was out of it?
No, there wasn't striking anything. It's just a matter of adding the opportunity for us to file a waiver. So and I can point to the exact language. It would be.
Excuse me.
So it's section B.
What page on Allison?
On page six. Starts on page six PDP. Of the settlement.
Okay.
But it would be, I would anticipate it just being added at the bottom of that section B, which is actually on page seven of the settlement agreement. So.
Do you want to see that?
Okay.
I think I have an extra copy.
And that's what the proposed order that we had submitted says the amended language in section B is and has the language added to it. So in our motion, we just have the language. And then in our proposed order, we have the amended language in section B is, and it's the language from section B with the addition of the red language.
Oh, it does list the whole thing. Okay.
Yep.
But then it's all right.
So there's nothing being deleted. It's just an addition is what we're recommending.
Oh, I see.
Or we're asking for.
Okay. Alana, do you have a comment that I heard you say something about that just to clarify?
No, I'm just looking for my copy.
Okay. Well, now that I feel I better understand what you're asking
Sorry
for,
about that.
Tell me why it's a good idea.
Okay. So in this case, we've more or less come upon what we consider to be another reason why we might want to have that flexibility in the 2008 settlement. And this time it has to do with a generation project. This particular set of wind projects that the company has announced it would like to add, we'll go through a little bit different process in Minnesota than what would normally be expected. We had in a letter in 2012 that we wrote to this commission had further defined our commitment by saying that we would file within 14 days of a Minnesota certificate of need filing an ADP on these kinds of generation projects. Well, the Minnesota process for these four wind projects is not going to be going through the Certificate of Need or CON process in Minnesota. So we have announced our plans but we felt very strongly that it would be premature, for one thing, to file an ADP now because we're quite a ways away from knowing which projects, in fact, will be added. And Allison can talk a little bit more about our wind acquisition plan in Minnesota. So that was one strong reason. It's just too early.
Let me ask a quick question. When we had the kerfluffle about you submitting the ADP request that wasn't timely, okay, this 14 days from the Minnesota thing, I guess I never realized that was something you'd agreed to. So where did that come from, and why didn't you do that in that case? Or was there a reason that it didn't match in there? Because I just remember we dismissed that.
That was the Prairie Rose.
That was the case that prompted the letter, actually, right?
Okay. Right. So that was Prairie Rose, where we filed an ADP in January of 2012,
right?
Where the contracts were approved in Minnesota at the end of 2011, and there was no language that allowed for us to get out of the contracts based on a no from North Dakota. So North Dakota.
But is that 14 days that Dave just referred to? Is that somewhere?
We filed a letter, a commitment letter, in the Prairie Rose docket that said we further the commitments from our settlement agreement, the 2008.
14 days was not in the
settlement. It was not in the settlement agreement, but because we have furthered that commitment saying we would file it within a certain time frame. In this case, we're concerned because of the nature of the type of filings for these wind filings of being – we wanted to make sure we were timely filing an ADP if we needed to file an ADP. Because we made a filing in Minnesota that with our preferred wind project, so in September we filed – we issued an RFP for wind, and then in October – the company filed our petition requesting approval of our particular wind projects, and then the responses to the RFP came back the next day, all of that of which is being evaluated. If we were to fully at the same time that we filed in Minnesota, we filed this request on the to waive the ADP or to be flexible on the ADP because we had a concern that we weren't following up with our commitment. Since we had filed in Minnesota a generation resource, that we would have needed to file an ADP within 14 days. Is that making?
Perfect. Excellent. I didn't know where that came from, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. And so that's why we're saying that there, by amending the motion to allow, amending the order to allow flexibility, there are some situations like this wind RFP that has several different components to it of what is actually going to be the approved project? What are the group of projects that we're going to be seeking ADP on? We don't have that information right now because there's so many different components to what wind projects are we really looking at.
So just to see if I'm following.
Yeah.
Are you seeking flexibility just to be able to come to us at the right time? Is that what this is kind of about?
This one's
tied up between our process and Minnesota, so you can have the flexibility to get more clarity on where Minnesota is driving you, and then when you have that, come to us?
I think there's two different points. There could be a situation where we just, again, say, like we talked about in the last hour, a situation where we want to just ask for a waiver where we're not going to file an ADP. We're taking that risk on. And that there could be a situation where the timing just doesn't line up right, and we feel that to follow our commitments, we'd have to file it on X date, and it doesn't make sense to file it on that date. And so we want to come to you and say, would it make more sense to file it on Y date?
Okay. So would Hankinson, would that project have fallen into this category?
It probably would similar. Because it was the capital, that was the CapCon process.
We went through that whole mm-hmm. ADP.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And but the company probably knew at that time that it was likely that maybe wasn't even the project that would end up making it through the Minnesota process.
That was a CON process in Minnesota. We had our commitment to file within 14 days of the CON process. I suppose we could have at that time come in and asked for some kind of amendment there or waiver. Because, yeah, the possibilities were very real that, in fact, something else would be added to the system when the dust had settled. In this case, there isn't even a con process that would trigger a filing here. So we just want to make sure, because of that, it's clearly premature to file an ADP now. We're not even as close as maybe we were with Hankinston in terms of certainty. So that's part of it, is the timing. I mean, that's a big part of it in this case, is just being able to forego the commitment we made to file, you know, within 14 days, so that when we do file an ADP with you guys, it's for projects that, in fact, we intend on following through on.
What is that?
That's the letter that we sent, committing to the 14 days.
Oh, okay.
You used your current wind acquisition plan as an example.
Yes.
What's so untimely about filing those ADPs now?
Well, because the way the process is set up is that we had to file our company-owned petition with the Minnesota Commission. And then an RFP was outstanding where other entities, developers, filed the following day. So on October 24th, we made a filing for 750 megawatts of wind that would be our build, own, operate type of projects. The following day, the other RFP responses came in for other projects, and we're looking at 1,000 to 1,500 total megawatts of wind. So it's a multi-step process where the RFP bids are being evaluated now. There will be a filing in December with all of information on all of the bids that came in. There'll be a filing then in the spring that has an independent evaluation of the RFP responses, as well as, you know, a list comparison of our projects. And at that point, there'll be decision of which ones should go forward. So at this point, there's a whole variety of different projects that are out there, but we don't know, are they just our projects going forward? Are they developer projects? What ones are going forward? So to file an ADP at this point, it's unclear what we'd be asking for.
Well, what about the one that's already been announced in North Dakota? You haven't filed an ADP on that one yet, have you?
Right. That was part of our filing in October.
So you've already announced it. We know exactly which wind farm it is, where it's going to be at. Why isn't that ADP in yet under the existing system?
Well, because we don't know, again, at the end of the process for this 1,500 megawatts of wind, we don't really know which projects are going to comprise but that acquisition.
You already announced, and there's people in that county that are counting on it now, and you've already told your ratepayers how much money they're going to save by building it there. So it seems to me you've pretty well committed to it.
Yeah. Well, we've announced our intentions or our proposal to own 4 wind projects, but
including which ones?
Yep. We have locations that we've identified, but you know, we had indicated even in the press release that I think you're referencing, that nothing gets done or nothing gets built until regulators approve those projects. So, you know, anytime we announce a proposed project, it's got to go through a regulatory process before anything gets done. So we probably could have done a better job of informing.
Chris, and building momentum for consumers who are going to be saving however many millions of dollars you claimed it was going to, you know that people are going to focus on the millions of dollars they're going to save as ratepayers, not the disclaimer at the end that it isn't finalized until it goes through a long, complicated rate-making process.
Right.
So, I mean, you've already built this expectation of all these savings with your customers.
And it's customers. Still our full intention, Commissioner, that if those 4 projects are built, relative to anything that we've seen out there, there will be millions of dollars in savings relative to those other alternatives. The pricing that we have developed for those owned projects will be less expensive than other alternatives. So we're still standing behind the savings, And we understand that, you know.
Well, I don't mean to get too bogged down into savings or savings as a off of other potential higher costs or things like that. My point is the ADP process, to me, you're kind of bypassing it already by selling it to the public, selling the project to the public before you even submit it to us. And so now to come in and request waivers even from it, to me that is even a furthering of the license to go ahead and sell the customers on something without having to go through the complications of submitting an ADP.
And our intentions are to make sure that when we do file something, we're not wasting anyone's time by having them review projects that may or may not actually come to fruition. So
NextEra Energy has already purchased turbines, I'm guessing, to qualify production tax credits, and they're going to sell you a wind farm somewhere. So, I mean, that part is true. I think, go back to the waiver thing, if we do the waiver, I think that's where I kind of came out with, then you might as well just get rid of the whole thing, because the point of, I think what they wanted was these kind of projects to get commission visibility to what Commissioner Crispin's saying. So it's, would you be against removing the whole thing for ADPs?
I don't think so, because it still give us the same option to bring an ADP forward according to the law.
Yeah. I would be against that, because I think the ADPs are valuable.
I'm just giving all the questions out
situations, and I think generation is one of them, because generation doesn't go through the MISO process, and we have, you know, $5 million worth of examples in the most recent settlement with the company on generation projects that were small but didn't go through that. They weren't reviewed until they got to the transmission or the generation rider, and then or the fuel cost rider. They were added collectively over time. They were small, but over time they were add up to $5 million. So that's why I think the generation riders or the generation cases are more important than the
waiver process. What do you think about that?
Transmission riders or transmission projects, because transmission goes through the whole MISO. That's the distinction that I see. But I'm not opposed to a waiver for generation two. I just would be less likely to grant it unless it was really like the solar deal. We didn't go through a full ADP on that, right?
Yeah, we did.
We didn't have a hearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so that's the truncated. That little, no, the little one, the nuns.
Yeah, that's a different process that we've worked out. That came out of the 2012 rate case that said, because that was going to go through the fuel clause.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the sisters was small solar, and so that was.
So that would not trigger an ADP. Yeah.
Right, because it's less than 50 megawatts.
Right,
so what projects do we, I mean, I think it's a question of the things, what I'm hearing is, the things that you'd request a waiver on are exactly the things that perhaps we would have wanted visibility on. And so, but you're telling us because of the timings, I think I'm hearing, it's just not practical because it's just not going to work.
Well, I think particularly on this, our wind acquisition.
But solar will be coming. You've got mandates there.
It may be. But particularly on what we announced and what we filed our petition in Minnesota for the company build, own, and operate the 750 megawatt of wind portfolio, because the process requires the RFP component as well, and that there are a variety of questions, that it didn't make sense to us this fall to file an ADP for these projects when we don't know what is the group of projects really going to be.
So you play it out. You got an uncertainty, a bunch of wind projects, mm-hmm. or solar, or corn to diesel, who knows, right? You file the waiver request timely with us. We look at it and say, well, I want a hearing about this waiver. And then we deny it, and then you got to file an ADP request?
Yes.
Right. Or we approve it, and then you just do it.
Well, you can approve it with a time frame then, if you still want an ADP, but it makes more sense to have an ADP 3 months later.
Is the 14 days issue right now? Why don't we just get rid of that?
That is an issue. I was just going to say this waiver would allow us for these projects to come to you and say, it really would be not wise to file an ADP in October. It would make a lot more sense to file this in March. So can we have, can we waive our requirement to file an ADP within 14 days of a Minnesota triggering filing? And you would have had the opportunity to say, yeah, let's waive that and file it instead in March or April.
Do you, I have a question to you, but do you think that the commission may have learned about your wind projects earlier if the we had the provision that you could ask for a waiver? You know, would they have learned about it before the press, the new, the media announcement? Do you think they might have?
Possibly a little earlier, but the press release was around October 20.
It's the same time that we filed our motion, and we filed at the same time we filed the request for, we filed the motion to amend, and we also filed a request for waiver from the wind project ones at the same time. So, so if we had the waiver, if we had the waiver in place previously, we would have filed the if we were allowed waivers previously, we would have filed the waiver at the same time.
Right. The commission wouldn't be informed any sooner about your plans in Minnesota if we do this. They wouldn't be informed any sooner.
Well, I think they could be, because we would have trying to anticipate these kinds of ADP deadlines, and we'd be seeking that waiver in a timely manner so that we could get a response before the time ran off. But it's possible.
It wouldn't be sooner, but it would be more certain, right? Like, I don't understand the need to file an ADP with us on a project that clearly could be nixed by Minnesota. And I don't like, you know, suggesting that Minnesota has the ultimate say, but the reality is we could go through and say, yes, we think Hankinson is a great idea. And you guys prepared all kinds of testimony for that. We had hearings. We spent at least a half a day, if not a whole day, talking about it. And it never happened. It was never going to happen. So why did we do that? And why would we spend ratepayer dollars on that? What value did they get from that? I'm interested in getting rid of whatever is causing that to happen and changing, or at least providing the flexibility to change that. I still want to have ADPs on big generation projects, but not before we're more certain that they're going to, you know, happen.
And part of that,
or that the company thinks that this is what is going to happen, that you'd like it to happen.
Part of the solution to that will probably come through the RTF process, you know, in 2017, because that's where you start to look at maybe separating those processes. So
do you want us to hold off on this till an RTF decision is made? Because it seems like they're linked.
Well, they are, but part of the reason why we would suggest this waiver option is maybe even because of the RTF. If there are issues like the wind farms coming up, for example, there's no idea for sure, like I said before, whose wind farms are those going to be if there's a separate company next year? Who do they belong to? Well, do we want to go through the whole ADP process and assume that there's system resources if that's not going to be the case? And so that's part of the reason to have that flexibility in there, is at least give the commission an
option. Why can't you send a letter to the commission saying such and such orders said that we file ADPs with you? Currently we are under deliberation for numerous projects. We don't feel that falls under the ADP requirement at this time. This is just kind of like a letting you know. And kind of like we would do for a jurisdictional letter, we would acknowledge it. But if we didn't agree with you, then we'd send a note back and say, no, we want an ADP. That's not a waiver. You're just letting us know you don't think it complies.
Well, and I don't think I think that that could work. I think we're concerned that we weren't following our commitments and wanted to make sure we were following the commitments. And it made sense to us and in discussions with staff of doing a motion to amend the settlement agreement to allow these type of waivers. And we want to be timely on what we're filing. So I think that's an option.
We want to make sure that you're comfortable with that and not just have it be us. We don't think it applies. We want to make sure that you've had an opportunity to weigh in on that decision about whether it applies or not. So we don't feel that we can do that without a motion to amend, I guess.
Well, I don't know. What's wrong with the letter telling us what you're doing? we've not applied for it because of we don't feel it meets this at that. Okay. Alana, what's the holes in that?
I don't know. I apologize, but if the 14-day, if the timing is part of the problem, that's not in there anywhere in the rate case order or settlement, correct?
That is a subsequent commitment,
right,
which tie together to,
yes,
in our minds, to the settlement agreement. So we want to make the flexibility through the settlement agreement.
I understand
agreement.
That.
Yeah.
But there's no change needed to deal with 14 days in this order, as I read it, to deal with the timing. We may have to go over to 12, whatever it is, and
right,
fix something. But in this order, there isn't the constraints of timing don't appear in
right
this settlement. That everybody on that same page?
That was my initial question. Where did that 14 days
yeah
come?
Right. That
yeah
came from a separate docket.
Which was so, what docket
yeah
for my
1259.
Yeah,
1259.
What was it about?
Prairie Rose.
Remember we dismissed that as untimely?
I was working on your MISO motion, so I was out. Okay.
Yeah, it was dismissed.
Did it get written into the order in Prairie Rose? Or is it just a letter from you with a commitment that
yeah
you can change?
It's a letter from commitment because the order just said we dismiss. That's all the order said.
We directly then reference the commitment and say to meet the commission's current expectations, we now further define that commitment, i.e. the one
okay
in the settlement, to make the necessary filings at approximately the same time within 14 days. So
okay
we did make a direct tie, and we just interpreted that.
Why can't you update
don't
that letter that says
yeah
we've given
exactly
the uncertain, given the, yeah, given the to changing environment of resource planning and generation, we now commit to come to you at the time we feel appropriate. The decision has been made in our jurisdictions. We will file with you the ADP. Okay.
When it's timely.
When it's timely. And let Lynette put it back on you guys.
Wasn't there some concern that Prairie Rose case exactly what would be timely, though? I mean, because right you guys did file with us, just not within what the commission determined was timely at that time.
Well, the timely for me back in that case was once this body makes
right
a decision to build it,
sure,
then we should know. And in that case, particularly, they decided long ago they were going to build it, in my mind. So we dismissed it.
Right, but I felt that maybe that this would put them in the same circumstance down the road where they make that decision after the CAMPCOM process and that's already finished up there. And at that point in time, well, they're already made a commitment to build it. Minnesota already told them to. And then we're back in that point where we're disallowing it possibly as a result of us not finding it timely at that point in time.
Oh, I think that we'd deal with that set of facts coming forward. But if there was a letter from them saying what they were going to do, it'd be a whole different set when it came in. That in that case, we'd say we filed this letter. You said okay, we file at this point in time, and we don't deny them. We just don't approve them. They still come back at a rate case at some point in time.
Absolutely, I do.
We do have a filing in first quarter of 2017 that will indicate our proposed owned projects and will also include an assessment of the bid-in projects. That would make more sense as a trigger filing for an ADP, even though still there's some uncertainty. It still would allow us to include more.
I think the intent, and I can't speak for Susan and Kevin and Tony at this, but their intent, which I think my intent was, is that we're able to shape some of the future resource planning of Xcel Energy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we've been unsuccessful in that. And so now you guys are caught in this filing quagmire that you can't get out of. And so the company knows where it's going, clearly. And we're going to have to deal with these in rate cases to where we either give you the full allotment for it or it's less, less, and less. So I don't even know the waiver process. It doesn't change the end, what the hope, I think, was on ADPs. So all that
yeah
being said, I would have a hard time approving this, I think, just because, but I'd get rid of it now.
The ADPs, though, on generation, at least as we've shown in solar, regardless of where Minnesota has fallen on the issue and the decisions, we make an independent decision on what's good for our ratepayers, and then the company gets stuck.
Mm-hmm.
But
that hasn't walked the dog yet. We denied it on ADP or didn't approve it, but when the next rate case comes back, it'll be in there.
Well, no.
Something will be in
there. There will be a total. That's what the whole
yeah
new RTF is. There'll be a whole new cost.
Well, I haven't seen that yet.
And actually, the solar projects are purchase power agreements, and those are not allowed through the fuel clause because they don't have the ADP. So
yeah
they are being excluded from North Dakota rates. And that signal was
strong.
Very
yeah
strong.
So So in you know, we have influenced the Minnesota.
No, you're
not
right.
To the
you're
point
right.
that, you know, we probably, I mean, as much as we can, I think mm-hmm. we have, given that we've got 5% of the total allocation, you know.
Well, but, hence the RTF project.
Right.
I mm-hmm. mean, that's what all of that is all boiling down to.
That goes back. It's hard to make a decision. I have no clue what's coming out of the RTF. I can speculate different companies. I can speculate resource mix, but I don't know. So,
if you offer, I'm having a hard time understanding why, what the downside of a waiver process is. If I mean, your position can always be declined.
Oh, I don't think that I'm against the waiver process. Just what do we gain out of it? If there's, why can't that letter suffice? Just updating that letter instead
of
doing a waiver.
That takes care of the 14 days issue, which I agree that should be.
I think the company's got the message that they have to come in front of us at some point for ADP, and they let us know.
And to be honest, commissioners, I think it would probably be a fairly rare event for us to file for a waiver. It would have to be a very unusual situation for us to say, you know, this project, by the letter of the settlement, might apply to that obligation, but for these reasons, you may want to consider not going through the ADP process. I think that would be rare.
To me, it would, and I get back to this wind farm deal, I think it ought to have been rare or not happening at all that you're this far down the road with that before coming in for an ADP. And so if you were willing under the existing settlement to make that stretch, I'm not expecting it will be real rare.
The one down in
Dickey County.
We fully intended and intend to file an ADP for our wind acquisition projects. We fully intend on doing that.
Because the company is committed to 750 megawatts. You're doing that no matter what we say.
You've already committed to that specific site and to those specific people. And to all your customers on the specific amount of savings. That's a long ways down the road.
Well, that's for the company to ultimately deal with, I guess. But
another outside of that question. This or the previous hearing that we'd had, is one of them more of a priority than the other to you?
But we withdrew the other one.
The other one's out.
They withdrew that one.
Do you mean the actual case, the MISO versus the...
No, I understood that the throwing out was that it be automatic, but they still wanted the potential waiver like is being sought in this case for transmission.
That's in the language here for transmission.
Right.
It says
so is being able to not go through this process is more important to you on transmission as opposed to the generation? Are they equal? Is one more important than the other? Because I have one that I feel more strongly about than the other, to be honest with you.
I think it's actually more important for the company to go through the ADP process at some point with these wind projects. But again, we want to make sure that the timing is right so that the ADP is accurate as it can be. And then it's very important for the company to get an advanced determination on those wind projects. That is important. We just wanted to have it filed at the right time, and we didn't feel that we would be complying with our agreement if we filed it in October.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, I'm reading between the lines a little bit, the solution of sending a new letter and eliminating the need for the 14 days probably addresses your biggest concern.
I think that addresses a very large concern of ours because we want to be timely in when we file our ADPs. The company would also like the flexibility on the rare occasion that we want to not have to file an ADP, and whether that's on a transmission line that's a MVP project.
Would we see more solar pop up then? We've nailed those previous solar cases, but that doesn't mean in a case in the future you could just not do
it
for us.
Under
If it's a purchase power agreement, we absolutely have to file an ADP or we can't recover.
But you could build your own solar.
And if we decide to build our own solar and forego an ADP, we take a tremendous risk later on when we ask for cost recovery. Tremendous risk because we're assuming that we're going to get recovery. It's not, avoiding an ADP is not, does not put the company in any advantage at all.
So really what I hear you saying is the letter deals with the timing issue. The waiver gives you the flexibility to ask for, to not have an ADP on maybe a smaller project. And am I also hearing you saying that it's more likely transmission? So would you want to narrow that down further and just commit to like a waiver process for transmission projects that have already gone through the MISO, MISO planning? Or, you know, I mean, is there any rationale for that?
Right now, they have an issue with a generation project.
Not if they get rid of the 14 days.
But under the settlement, they have to file as soon as they make a filing in Minnesota. They have to make a filing with us.
That's the that's the timing.
The letter
is the, our letter commitment in
Prairie Rose. That's not in the order. There's no commitment to when they will file.
So there's no time in the there's no instance or example in the future that you can think of where you would want to ask the commission for an adjustment in the timing of your filing of an ADP for a generation facility.
There is, and I'm assuming that if that did happen, we could do the same thing that we would do here, and that's file another letter dealing with the timing, dealing with the 2012 commitment. So I'm assuming the timing thing we can handle without a motion to amend, seems like that's what I'm hearing.
Okay. All right.
But that's not to say there isn't some situation that we haven't thought of yet where it might make some sense to ask the question, is an ADP helpful?
On generation.
On generation. I just, I'm
okay with having that flexibility. I just am wondering if the, if you narrow it down to transmission, if that decreases concerns from Brian and Randy. But, so any thoughts on that?
I'm not sure what your question was.
If you take out generation from the WIP, potential for waivers.
Okay.
So you get rid of the letter or they redo the letter or whatever.
Yep.
Eliminate that commitment so the 14 days is gone. And then you narrow down the potential for waivers to just transmission projects, not generation and transmission. Just say the company could file a waiver for an ADP on transmission projects. Is that more palatable to both of you or doesn't it matter?
I don't think nobody wants that.
A lot of stuff has changed today, so I'm not making a commitment, but I would find that more palatable. I'm more likely to support doing it, doing the waivers on the transmission than on the generation. I don't want to leave the impression here, because we're kind of wandering off of the subject with these letters, that for me, you can just write whatever of interpretation of anything you want to bypass things and send us a letter, and then that makes it fine. You know, it better be within the constraints of what the previous settlement was.
So, can I ask a question along those lines? If we were to write a letter, would we want to be looking for some kind of response then from the commission or staff? Or
I think that your letter there was a response to our ADP dismissal. So you could send a letter back saying, such and such time we filed this letter on as response to this. We've, based on the informal hearing held in this, we would like to substitute that letter and then put whatever dates you think in there. Mm-hmm. And then that would come to us, then we would look at it and do something with it. That's just completely off the cuff. We still have a motion here to do something with. Mm-hmm. So I guess to answer your question, Julie, I guess the waivers, I don't really mind that at all. On either side.
Either way.
I'm just thinking about what are we really trying to do with the ADPs? you know, if a company really wants ADP for big projects, they're going to come in no matter what. So what are we really doing with ADPs? Why are we making them come in anymore at all?
Well, they're coming in because they're required to.
No, but why are we doing that, though? No.
It's good to look at the generation that sneaks in and gets added to the fuel cost.
But will that be solved with the RTF discussion?
Maybe. And I think at that point we can change it further. But at this point, I guess I think we should just let it change what we know.
And especially for this particular company, because they're under a lot of pressure from the neighboring state to always do things that differ. And so I think that the ADP process is pretty important.
So what do you think about the waiver? I'm kind of slow. So this language then, do you like it or not like it?
I think I'm fine with it.
Because I think that when the second page, when you talk about within the same time frame, that's that 14 days you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So maybe you don't have to do a letter. Maybe we could do it. I mean, I'm just saying that we're trying to. I'm fine with this, I believe.
I'm fine with this. Yeah.
But I have to. Okay, Lana, you got something to say? Say it. Well, he will. I'll get to it.
Yeah. I am on the transmission.
Okay,
that's
so
what we're still talking about.
Generation, okay. Alana, you had some legally stuff for us. So.
Well, the commission's order is not going to revise the settlement. The commission's order is never going to say the parties think this or that. The parties have to say that. They can revise the settlement if they want, and they can put whatever language in that they want. The commission's order would say that we are adding or subtracting to something that's in that part.
Right,
but
I guess I'm thinking that whatever
for the timing,
we would request to add it to the settlement agreement.
This is acceptable for what they want to add to the settlement agreement. It's just that we wouldn't put this language in an order.
All right, well, that's just a
and that's,
format.
Okay. Well, yes, we also
work out all that format issues,
except
the concept.
The concept is acceptable and we'll figure it out, but we also need to hear from advocacy staff, and then when you incorporate the information into the record, you want to incorporate both, not just the companies. If they both agree and don't dispute the other information coming into the record.
So, Jack, your advocacy, you and Sarah.
We went over this, and when they brought this forward, and quite frankly, we weren't overly, supportive of it. It really didn't matter to us either way. But when we looked at it, it really didn't relinquish any authority of the commission to see any ADP that they wanted to see. So we didn't have any issue with that. We know that there's a lot of uncertainty in the next 14 months. There's going to be a lot of things coming in, probably rate cases, RTFs, and things of that manner. And who knows what flexibility the commission may need to be able to address these. And so a little bit of flexibility, I think, from advocacy staff made some sense as well. And also, with all the generation resources that could possibly be coming in, we didn't want to get bogged down in seeing a lot of poorly put together ADP requests when there isn't any clear generation resource that they'd be bringing in front of us. And so we just felt that from the standpoint that we wouldn't take a strong stance against this because the flexibility would allow us to have clear ADPs. It would allow the commission to still have the authority to hear anything they want to hear and deny anything they want to hear. And it wouldn't affect any of our opportunity to disallow anything that we didn't feel that our ratepayers should be responsible to pay for in the future. We'd actually have multiple shots at it between rate cases as well as riders.
Very good.
Andy, you're talking though generation. Can you flesh out your thoughts? Because I'm open to both, but my colleague doesn't like generation. Maybe I don't want generation.
Maybe he wants generation.
No, I'm not. I thought I heard you say you're okay with transmission, but not generation. Did I hear that wrong?
With the waivers for transmission,
but not the waivers for generation.
Right.
Okay. So what do you hope to gain with the waiver by doing it that way?
Well, the generation or the transmission goes through the MISO process,
right?
And it's the generation that seems to be the controversial thing all the time between Minnesota's desires and North Dakota's desires.
So what was the counter to the company on that?
They were okay. The commission has the opportunity to go ahead and say, file your ADP.
But that's if we approve the waiver.
If you have a waiver option in there,
well, Randy, I'm hearing you saying you don't even like the waiver option for generation at all.
My concern is we've already been told that that the waiver request is not going to be put – they're not going to put a lot of company resources into it. It's not going to be a thorough explanation of what they're doing like a ADP would be. So I fear that it's going to just appear – so obvious that, oh, it's fine, and we grant the waivers, and potentially later on really regret it.
It's interesting.
We're being asked to make our decisions based on not a very thorough review of it.
Okay, because it's funny, because if I had to pick one I'm least comfortable with, it's the waiving of the transmission. So you and I are completely opposite.
I'm with him, so, but why don't we just keep them both then?
So then not approve the waiver?
No, just allow for a waiver in either instance.
But I thought I heard Randy say he doesn't like the waiver for generation.
And you're just the opposite.
I'm just the opposite. So we'd have an order that I don't know where he would even go because we, right?
Well, I'm suggesting you both give a little.
Yeah. What's that? Yeah, I already got the first one removed for you, Alana. So.
Okay. Well, is there any urgency for tomorrow?
No, gosh, no.
Okay. So do we have enough information for now, and the rest can be dealt with in a work session? Do we have any more questions of the company or advocacy staff?
I don't.
So are you saying in a work session then we'd look or we'd tell them to file for each of the two cases that they ask for a waiver in?
No, I'm saying we'll take up this request in a work session and hammer out where we want to land with the request.
Okay, and then that will influence the two actual waivers that they've asked for.
Correct.
Sure.
Okay.
I do have to make this flush in my mind again. Okay, so the 14 days, if that goes away, that still doesn't – you still want the waivers. Because the timeliness doesn't change, you still want the waivers. So where is the company at with that 14-day business? Are you okay? So when we're thinking more about the waivers, we should not worry so much about the timing. So does that affect the motion at all or your request as far as within the same time frame?
I think we'd need to work through that language a little bit as to the in the same time frame, because we're interpreting our commitment as within the 14 days.
Okay.
So if we're able to get rid of the 14 days through a letter or some other mechanism, since it isn't part of the 07776 order, then we're fine with getting, you know, working through that process. We'd still like the flexibility because
may anticipate a change in this language,
right?
Which we can deal with minor changes. Okay, so if you can work with staff on that, and we'll schedule a work session. And
Because at the end of the day, if we have the opportunity to file a waiver and you say, yes, the risk is on us then,
right,
for when we bring something in a rate case or whatnot. If you say no, we bring the ADP. And we don't anticipate this being a regular occurrence.
Right.
All right. Do both parties offer up their discussion today as testimony in this case?
The company does, yes. The
advocacy staff does.
Can I just summarize what I think is going to happen? The company and advocacy staff are going to file things in both of these requests. I mean, the company may file to withdraw the other one. They might file to change, correct, whatever, better say this one. Advocacy staff is either going to join that or respond to it. And then the docket is going to show what question is teed up as the new question. And
well,
hopefully,
point,
Alana, proposed language.
There was no, I was expecting you guys to file something, and something this complex. We want something. I want something written from you guys. You know, this verbal is fine, but we need something in there that I think on that. So.
Right, and that will then, like I said, tee up the question, and then if the commission still has questions about that, we may be back again to talk, or we may have it very simplified for the work session. But we're going to wait for something to come in from both sides.
Yes.
And as far as
On the issue of the 14 days.
On everything.
On everything. Okay. That's a good plan, Milana. Randy?
I would just throw out, and it's not my strategy to make. I'm just going to vote on something that's in front of me. But from what I'm hearing here, it may be an advantage or a disadvantage one way or the other. But is there any reason why, between the company and advocacy staff, there can't be a decision made on whether to combine this request for both, as opposed to having two different motions, one on generation and one on transmission?
We can certainly work with advocacy.
It doesn't matter to me too much.
Oh, but
well, it seems to me we've already dismissed the first one, so that's gone, and the withdrawal, this second one, or the company will withdraw it, and the second one deals with generation transmission together.
But it could be still divided.
I see Randy's point.
We could end up with two votes
that are 2-1 if we separate, let's say it's transmission, let's just say. You two vote for it, I vote against it. Let's say it's generation. You and I vote for it, he votes against it. So that's why the company, Randy's got a good point, the company filed it this way thinking there might be a hung vote or a split vote that way. So now we've kind of, that's a very good point what he just said. Because two of us vote against it
because of one side, yeah, and they're different sides. The whole thing.
I get that, but that's not how they filed it. Oh, you're right. This one right here is combined. Yeah, right. But if we can't come to some kind of resolution, we'll both vote against it, and it'll be for different reasons.
They won't get anything. So you just told them they should file it separately.
The company can make your own decisions.
Yes, you guys. Okay, so any
can you add this to scheduling tomorrow for a work session on this? Jerry or somebody.
Alana just said we're going to wait until we get something from the company, so it's hard to say.
Well, but our scheduling is already hosed into January.
All right, so if that will give the company a deadline then for getting us something by the work session.
Yeah.
If you set something.
It won't be in December.
No. All right, anything else? That concludes the work session, I mean the informal. Jeez, I keep saying that today. On case number PU-07-776. Thank you.